This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR news contributor Cassie McDuff. We review a few of the big news stories from the past week around the Inland Empire. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
The Redland City Council has selected an appointee to fill the vacancy left after the death of Redlands Councilwoman Pat Gilbreth.
Right. The new council member is Toni Momberger. She is the former editor of the Redlands Daily Fact. She's well known in town. Her family has been in Redlands for generations. The selection took place at a public meeting. All 11 applicants were interviewed publicly, one by one. The ones who were not being interviewed were kept in kind of an isolation booth so they didn't hear the answers of their competitors. Each was asked basically the same questions by the council members. How should the city develop business, housing, traffic, revenue? And then the council voted. They took three rounds of balloting to narrow the choice to the finalist, and Toni Momberger was the unanimous choice. The mayor had said he wanted to appoint a woman because she was replacing the only woman on the council, Pat Gilbreth. One person stood up before the meeting started and questioned the fairness of that. But you know what? I think it encouraged more women to apply because almost half of the applicants, there were 11 applicants, five of them were women. And I sat in on the selection process, and it was an impressive group, really. They had several good choices there.
So you and I occasionally talk about the need for more women in political positions in the Inland Empire. And it sounds like really all it takes is a call out is hey, sure would be nice to pick a woman or have women apply.
You know, it's interesting. I wrote about women in elected office about a year or so ago when I was at the Press Enterprise. And what they say is that women need to be asked three times or encouraged three times to run for office, where men seem to self-appoint and apply without any encouragement. So yeah, that's an interesting thing. Let me also say, before we leave this topic, that her appointment is only for 1 year, even though there were 3 years left to serve in Pat Gilbreth's term, because the council has decided that the appointee should stand for election in 2018. So in 2018, there will be an election for the final 2 years of that office, at which time it becomes Redlands is switching to district elections
instead of
at-large elections because of the representation. And so if and when Toni Momberger runs for that office, it will be in a district. And I'm told she lives in the same area that Pat Gilbreth lived in.
Okay. Next, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, the Cadiz pipeline proposed for the high desert. This would be a water pipeline. And now a coalition of three public interest groups is suing the federal government over the approval of that controversial desert water project.
Right. This is the project in the Mojave Desert northeast of 29 Palms. It would extract 16 billion gallons of water annually from an underground aquifer that's been untapped up to now. The environmental groups are concerned that it could damage the environment, take water that's essential for plants and animals that live in the desert. Not unexpectedly, this lawsuit has been filed by the Center for Biological Diversity, Earth Justice, and the Center for Food Safety. They're questioning the process by which the project was approved. They're saying that the Bureau of Land Management didn't go through the proper, require the proper environmental reports to allow the company, Cadiz, to build a pipeline, a 43-mile pipeline, to carry the water along a railroad right-of-way. And so that's what's being contested.
So this lawsuit is not against the Cadiz company. It's against the agency, against the federal agency.
Correct. Yeah, this is challenging the federal government, the process that was used to approve it. So Cadiz is not part of the suit, but they did say that at every step of the process, every governmental agency that's considered the project has approved it. So they think they're on solid ground. I also want to mention, as we talked about before, Senator Dianne Feinstein has been an opponent of this project. She's expressed concern about contaminants in the water that she says could be brought into the state water supply because the water is going to be put into the Colorado River aqueduct before it's sent on to the customers in Orange County.
It'd be an interesting court case to watch, and so we'll be looking at it and talking about it in the future.
Certainly.
Finally, inland cities are repealing restrictions enacted on where registered sex offenders can live. Explain why this is being done.
Well, a lot of cities have placed restrictions on where sex offenders can live. They limit them how close they can be to a school or a church. The most recent city to repeal their restrictions is Highland, but Beaumont, Corona, Hemet, Temecula, and Riverside County, as well as Riverside County, have also rescinded regulations. They were prompted by rulings in lawsuits that challenged the legality of placing these restrictions on this one population, registered sex offenders. In 2015, the state Supreme Court ruled in a San Diego County case that blanket restrictions are unconstitutional. And in 2016, a federal appellate court ruled that restrictions can only apply to parolees while they're on parole. So many cities are repealing these restrictions rather than risk being sued and losing in court.
Okay. And before we go, Cassie, you say that you have a late-breaking fact on a previous issue that we covered.
Right. We talked about the expansion of the San Manuel Casino. The San Manuel tribe is going to be adding a 500-room hotel and a 4,000-seat concert venue. You asked me at the time how much that was going to cost.
Yeah, what's the cost?
Well, the Sun had a story, the San Bernardino Sun had a story recently that put the price tag at $550 million, so more than a half a billion dollars.
Wow. I'm glad somebody at least asked the question because the tribe didn't offer it up. Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime Inland Empire journalist and a regular Friday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear Cassie's segments at our website, kvcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.